This is Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor with you. And we're about to talk to a world champion, boys. Alexander the Great. He is the reigning UFC featherweight champion of the world, Alex Volkanovski. Welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm very good, mate. I'm very good.
Just obviously seeing the way Dana White has just pushed so hard to get UFC back in there. And obviously UFC 249 is going to kick off with Ferguson and Gaethje this weekend. How are you seeing the way he's approached everything?
Oh, man, it's crazy. He was definitely determined to get it done, and I thought he would. He was very confident it would eventually happen, as long as they're abiding by all the rules, following the procedure and doing everything as safe as they can. I'm stoked. I'm stoked I get to watch the fights this weekend, so I'm pumped.
If it's not the fastest growing sport in the world, it certainly will be by tomorrow afternoon, because everyone has been so pumped for this, Alex. And I've loved what you've been doing in isolation, your TikToks and your work on social media and all that sort of stuff. You've really been able to have a laugh at yourself at the same time as obviously we know you're a world champion as well. It's been lovely to see that other side of your personality come out.
Yeah, man, it definitely. I pride myself. I'm a family man, and that's everything to me. So it's good. Like, I know obviously we're in these crazy times, but I get to spend so much time with the family and just trying to keep fit. So if this Fight Island happens, I'll be ready.
No doubt. Alex, what I do like about you, but obviously you're one of Wollongong's favourite sons of South Coast.
Well, he's number two to you, isn't he, Del?
No, he's number one. Because he's actually a Wollongong boy. And we did a function last year with Anthony Maroon down at our Shell Harbour Workers Club. And, mate, he's so loyal. He had his mates around him. And they're the people that have been with him for a long time, haven't they? Your entourage.
Yeah, definitely. I got a... your boys, they'll be my boys forever. I'm from the Gong. I'm still a Gong boy. So whenever there's something around and I'm here, I make sure I get there.
Yeah, mate, it's funny. I couldn't believe when people, you played at Warilla Gorillas, and, mate, you're a tough front rower, but, mate, you're a light front rower. Not light, but you're like 90 kilos, 92 kilos. What are you fighting? What's your fighting weight now?
66. Unbelievable. It's a tricky one. I weigh in at 66 kilograms, but I fight at around 76.
So. Unbelievable.
So how do you put that much weight on after a weigh-in of 66?
Yeah, it's just, you've got to cut a lot of weight. There's a lot, soreness, sweating, and a lot of the science to it as well. So you deplete of a lot of water to get to the weight, and then you just pretty much put a lot of the water back on through, your carbs and then your sodiums and minerals that you put back into your body. And, your Gatorade oil, there's a real science to it.
Okay.
Luckily, you've got teams behind you that make sure you can do it as safe as possible.
Alex, you beat Max Holloway to get the belt in December. When will we see the rematch? When will we see that rematch?
You would have seen it
June 6th.
June 6th.
You schooled him. You schooled him that day.
Yes.
that's when we would have done it in Perth. It would have been would have been good. We didn't have it actually signed. That contract wasn't signed, but I know that all parties were all for it. We're going to get it happen, but then this happened, So then now they've postponed it. So I don't know if I'm going to hold out till we can fight in Australia again, or I don't know when that's going to be, or am I going to do this rematch or whoever it is on this Fight Island? Because, I'm keen to get back in there.
Hey, Alex, I know that you, the Australian boys have got a really good bond with Robert Whittaker. Mate, really good story on how he was doing the Sandhills and he just wasn't there. I know our man here, Gus, has got you for life. I do a bit of Are You Okay? But, as a fighter, you guys put so much in, but obviously your family miss out sometimes, but he just went like, nah, I need a break.
Yeah, look, it is a tough sport. Like all sports are, all jobs are, it can get really tough for anybody. But, I'm the same where I put everything on the line. If I'm away in New Zealand training for my camp, I have to be away, I'm not wasting time. I know I'm over there, and there's not one second that goes by where I'm not making sure I'm putting in every inch of effort that I can, because I ain't away from my family for no reason. Make that bread, Make that bread for the family. Bring it back to the fam.
Well, you talk the talk and you walk the walk. You are a world champion, and we love having you on the Dead Set Legends. Best of luck with isolation, brother, and we cannot wait to see you out there again doing what you do best. Thanks for joining us once again.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Can't wait. Tomorrow is going to be big. Let's do it.
Let's do it. UFC 249. More on the Dead Set Legends coming up.
Gus Wallen.